Chapter 2. Little Olive. August 10th, 2007. It was a hot summer day, and it seemed I had traveled through the ages since the afternoon I discovered the rocket at Isber Samara's house. I bent down to touch the olive tree I had planted more than a year before. Determined, it had shown itself, yet my pride at its survival was tinged with disappointment. It had grown, but not as much as I had envisioned. All these months later, the little tree still looked inconsequential before the house of stone. The trunk seemed incapable of outlasting a stiff wind and was far from outgrowing its vulnerability. When I was younger, I had pictured myself as the sort who plants trees that endure. I wanted to be a family man, a generous man, but there was always work, and like my great-grandfather Isber, I had to make my name. Others, I mistakenly believed, would understand the sanctity of my mission and have no trouble postponing their cocktail parties. But there I was, still stunned by war, and shockingly, no longer young, or married, or with my daughter Lila. I was, as fate would apparently have it, living alone. Not in Washington, or Baghdad, or Beirut. I was residing, more than a year after the war of 2006, in Marjayoun, where I planned to rebuild that stone house, Isber's home, our home. There is a place in suburban Maryland where my wife and I had tried to come together, though apparently not as hard as we tried to fall apart. There is a room where a baby slept as I said goodbye, off on another errand of career building, feeling guilty for leaving, but not sorry enough to stay.